stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Him, for He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking today at our country, America, and our great heritage. We have the Declaration of Independence. Oh, you're aware of it. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. Now, I'm gonna stop. Did you hear what the founding fathers, as they declare the Declaration of Independence for America? You see, first and most important, the founding fathers of this great nation speak of the laws of nature and of nature's God. God is creator, He's the author. His laws are important. His principles are right. And then a little bit later, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their creator. What about separation of church and state? There are men who would like you to think that, but in our founding document, the most important document of this nation, we find a very great contradiction, because the founding fathers speak to God as creator, which gives certain unalienable rights. These rights come from our creator, not from members of Congress or judges or presidents of the United States. And to remove these rights and to make politicians or judges the ones that where these rights would come from, would remove our form of government. We are a republic. You see, where true democracy rules, minorities have no rights. And so when I read the architects of the Constitution sought to form a more perfect union, and so their solution was to create a republic in which powers are divided between the national and state governments, between the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government, placing clear limits on these powers. Now, just a quick lesson on civics here, but now I want to get back to the Bible. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. Hey, the founding fathers recognized to be blessed of God is the greatest thing that we could desire or want. The importance that we might have the right path, the good path, the narrow way. You see, in the Bible, good leaders were very careful They wanted their people to fear the Lord, to keep his commandments, that it might be well with them and their children forever. And you can look at the verses. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And so the founding fathers speak of God's authority in government. And so I'm going to go to Romans chapter 13, verse number 1. Here the Apostle Paul writes where that authority comes from. Who is the one that gives authority? Why did they look to God? Well, here it is. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. I can go back and I can read where Pilate had the Lord Jesus Christ right before him, and he was going to crucify him. And he says to Jesus, don't you realize I have the authority to crucify you? And Jesus speaks to Pilate, thou couldst have no power at all against me except that were given thee from above. Understand, from above, from God. When Nebuchadnezzar, he ruled the Babylonian Empire, but God brings him to the reality of who is the absolute sovereign power of the universe. And so Nebuchadnezzar says, I lifted my eyes to heaven, my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to the will in his army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? And so the powers that be are ordained of God. And so I can go back and I can look at the laws of nature and of nature's God. You see, God said a man should leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. That's the laws of nature and of nature's God. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. The gender is male and female. That's the laws of nature and of nature's God. And so God very clearly sets the family. Husband, wife, and children. And the husband is the head of the wife. You may not like that, but it is God. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. You want to be blessed in this life? You want to be blessed in your family? You want to be blessed where you live? Recognize these truths. The founding fathers weren't very far off. Why, God has blessed our nation far above any other nation. And I want to remind you, being a citizen of America is something of great value. It's very precious. That's why people flood here. But when you open it up and anybody can be a citizen and you can come in illegally, then that citizenship doesn't mean as much. Understand. But when I look at this, husband is the head of the wife. All right? Well, he's the spiritual leader. He needs to know the principles and laws of God. He needs to live it, apply it. And then he can teach it. See, parents, God has given parents authority over their children. It's not for a school teacher. It's not for a school district. It's not for the education department. Parents are over children. It says here, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That was given to parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother. It's the first commandment with promise. It's got great value. Honor is higher than obedience. You can obey and not honor. And so here, as he lays out, there is this exhortation. Parents have a responsibility, you see. And so we need to instruct our children concerning the truths of God's word. Hey, his principles, his laws. Setting up good examples, you see. And so we can look at government. God has given government authority. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt praise the same. Rulers are a terror, not a terror to good works, but to evil works. And you say, well, what's the difference? God's given his law. That is the moral standard, the law of God. You say, but nobody follows that today. And there's a lot of politicians that reject that. Well, he is a minister of God to thee for good. Now, if thou do what is evil, you need to be afraid. God is going to hold men accountable for what they do. You have a responsibility as an authority. Revelation 20. One day, God is going to make every man give an account of what he's done in this life. They're going to be judged according to their works. When I look at the small and great shall stand before God, and the books will be opened, and they shall be judged and punished accordingly. And so, here we have our founding fathers laying out for us some very remarkable truths that we can find in God's word. But I want to close with this. We read at the very end of Romans 13, knowing the time that it's high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. And so he says, we're to cast off the works of darkness, of sin, and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believers need to have the courage and character to stop compromise, to stop the toleration of sin. Hey, Ezekiel put it this way, and I close with this. God's looking for a man to make up the hedge and stand in the gap and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What about you? I love America. But you know what? I'm glad I know Jesus. He's my Lord and Savior. And I'm going to continue to do what God has led me to do in his word. I hope you will too. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.